Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time!
Unscripted sucks! What's going on? Welcome back to Unscripted. Today, I'm joined by Josh Crafton. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just chilling.
Yo, so this is, so you were like, I think you were on the very, like the, my very, very first unscripted podcast.
It was one of the first ones. I can't remember exactly if it was the very first one. I'm pretty sure you like messed up recording the very first one, and then we came in and did like the one you released or whatever.
Yeah, because I remember like I used to do it on, before I was on iTunes, like or not iTunes, fucking Apple Podcast. I was doing it on like OneDrive or some shit. I would just like record the shit and then put it on like I would just tweet out like a link or whatever. And then like that's how I was like doing like I only did like 4 or 5 episodes on that, but I think you were like like number 1 or number 2. But yeah. you were on twice though, weren't you?
Yeah, I've been on twice, I think.
So yeah, this is going
to
be episode
91. It was a long time ago though. It was like definitely your first 20 to 30 episodes, you know?
Yeah. And
back
I think
in the Maryland days.
You were, I remember like explaining this on the, I think like the first episode of last year or something like that. I don't remember, but there was a time when like, I didn't know like what the fuck I was doing. I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but like, I really didn't know what the fuck I was doing with all like audio and stuff. And I kept yelling at people to like, yo, you have to speak in the mic. You have to speak into the mic. And that was you. I think like,
yeah,
I yelled at you for that, but then it was actually like I figured out that was actually my fault because I wasn't like uploading the audio correctly.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember that. Yeah, and like looking back on it, you were like clearly speaking to the mic, like at the table that you stood.
No way I could speak any closer.
Yeah,
because I'd be yelling.
Because I was only uploading my audio like from my microphone into like the editing software. And then like I was like everybody else sounded like they were across the room, which they were basically, and everybody else had.
I remember you showing us too, like you showed us like this is what you guys sound like.
Yeah,
and I was like, what? I'm like eating the microphone.
Yeah. Oh man, good times, and there we are.
It was in your tiny little one bedroom, like your what do they call it?
Studio apartment.
Studio apartment. Yeah.
Yeah. I still think that was probably honestly like the my favorite apartment that I've ever like. I've only been in like a few apartments, but like that was probably my favorite that I've been in so far.
It was a cool apartment for like a single dude, like just needing a place to stay. It wasn't bad.
Yeah,
you know?
And it was luxury too. So I felt like a fucking like a little baller.
Yeah, like a nice ass pool.
Yeah, that I went in one time.
Yeah,
that's the thing with like amenities and stuff. Like every time I've switched apartments, I'm always like, damn, I need like cool amenities and the gym, a pool, like whatever. And then I never fucking use them. I never use amenities.
Yeah, like my apartment I'm at now in Miami, it has like fucking cabanas out that you can like just sit in. And I haven't been out there once. I've been here 3-4 months.
And you're in Florida too, so it's like you probably should go out there.
Yeah, I should definitely go out there.
But the thing is like I don't. It just doesn't, like, it looks cool, like, on paper when I'm, like, looking through, like, the stuff. And I'm like, oh, this place looks cool. But then I get there, I'm like, dude, I have no reason to go out there. Like, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I don't fucking use them.
Yeah.
But, nah, like, I'm trying to, so you're congratulations, you're the first episode of 2022.
Yeah, big year.
Nah, I've been trying to, like, be, like, more, like, consistent with this podcast because... Dude, like honestly, like this winter and like this fall and winter, I fell off a life like just fucking mad hard like this whole fucking fall, this past fall and winter, like everything, every like fucking pillar of my life, I've just been a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying
to feel that.
Come back.
I came back from the 6-month deployment, and I kind of felt that way too. Like coming back, it's like getting back because you're like so structured and like. Your 6 months when you're deployed, eat up, go get breakfast, go to the gym, go to work. You know what I mean? You got a very structure and you walk everywhere.
Yeah.
But like coming back to like real life, you got to like start paying, thinking about bills again and like gas and like all this other shit. And it's like, It wanes on you.
You got you gotta like cook your meals and shit now too. It's like
yeah,
fuck,
cook your
dude.
meals.
Are you so you're I know you were telling me that you're doing like the whole yo, you're like a new person now. I don't even fucking know you anymore. You're like not drinking now, you're not fucking using nicotine, you're a runner now. What the hell's going on?
No, I've been doing like it's kinda like what you're talking about, like starting the year off right and getting out of funks. Like I've been just setting like 30-day goals, you know what I mean? Like so for the nicotine I had 30-day goal. I didn't use it for 30 days. Now I'm going on 60 days. The alcohol, I just decided to do that next third dry January. A lot of people do that. I don't know, man. And then the running, it was like work. We're doing like an exercise challenge, 30-day exercise challenge, and you get points for running. So I just decided to start running. You know, it's nothing like life changing. I'm just trying to like be a better person. You know, I'm in my 30s. I gotta figure my shit out. Like, I've wasted a whole decade, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's crazy because, like, I know, like, I mean, I love to drink. I'm drinking right now. But, like, I love to drink, and I know you love to drink, too. So when you told me that you, like, how long has it been since you haven't drank?
Let me look. I think it's 55 days. Yeah, 55 days.
Man, that's a lot. But, like, you've obviously gone, like, you know, longer than that because you said you were deployed for 6 months.
Yeah,
so, like,
6 months out. This is, like, the first time, though, in, like, my life. Cause I've been in like situations where I've had to stop drinking because I was told to, you know, like,
yeah.
So this is like the first 2 months where I decided to do it. Not because like I got in a bar fight or got in like, you know, someone left me the relationship stuff and I was drinking way too much, you know?
Yeah.
So this is like the first time in my life where I was like, I took a break myself, you know? So it's kind of like, I don't know. It's just a different break than the last ones I've had. It's been like very mentally clearing because I'm not like thinking about like when I was in those situations I was like, oh, when's the next time I can drink, when can I do this? Like when you're deployed you get those days where you get three beers, you know, like
yeah.
You're looking forward to it, people are all talking about it, but like this I just really don't want to drink right now, you know what I mean? I actually was It's a book I read, auto book. The easy way to control your drinking is what I've read or listened to. I listened to that when I was going to the car, and it just like breaks it down how like drinking really is a social thing where like you feel like you have to drink, but you really don't. Like it's just the environment we live in, and it's really not like healthy for you at all. You know, like even like you feel like it makes you talk better or like, you know, it actually doesn't. Like if you think about it, like there's not been a situation where like your highs on drinking or happiness while you're drinking are very like low lived and not fulfillment. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if I'll ever drink. I mean, I don't know if I will not ever drink again. I don't think I'll go that route or that far. But, you know, right now I'm just not drinking, you know what
That's
I mean?
Fucking crazy to say that. Cause
I'm just
like,
not drinking.
Because, like, I feel like you're, like, one of the few friends I have or have had where I've always been like, yo, like, if we ever, like, link up or, like, if it's like a weekend and or whatever, I'm like, yo, like, what are you up to or some shit? It's like, yo, like, we're drinking, you know, like. So
yeah.
Now I'm just like, dang, like if you stop drinking, I'm going to be like, yo, who else can I be like?
No,
I only have like two people left that are like, yeah, I love it. I'm still drinking, you know. A lot of people are like not drinking this year. It's weird.
I haven't really talked about it because I don't really know how I feel about it yet. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if I'm going to stay sober the rest of my life. I just know I am right now for the at least probably 60 days for sure because
yeah.
I only have 5 days left. But we'll see where we go from there.
Dang, that's what's, hey, well, you know what? Good for you. Good for you, because couldn't be me.
You say that though. You should try to listen to that book though. Just give it a listen.
Yeah, I'm actually reading. I'm reading. I'm listening to. I got my buddy put me on a book. Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I've been. I'm on like I'm maybe like a little bit less than like a quarter way through that book now, and it's like. It's you know, David Goggins is a hardcore dude, but like,
yeah, I've seen him. I follow him on Instagram, so he's like always doing those runs and stuff.
Yeah, like one of my goals for this year, like I have like a little, like, it's not a vision board, but I have like a, like I wrote out my goals or whatever, you know, and one of my goals this year is to read / listen to like whatever, like 5 books. So I'm on book number 1 right now. So we'll see.
That's your goal for the whole year is 5 books.
Yeah, because I wanted to start low. You know, I wanted to.
That's a good goal.
Yeah, I wanted to just like, you know, let's start with 5, and then maybe, you know, 2023 we can bump it up to 10. You know, because I honestly couldn't tell you the last book I fucking read, because I don't like to sit down and like literally sit down and like take time out of my day to like flip through pages and read a fucking book. Like the last book I probably read was probably the very last Harry Potter book. That was mad long ago. And I was like a teenager back then.
Yeah, so I'm trying to, like, I haven't like read a hardcover book since Harry Potter probably.
Yeah. That was the only like serious books I've ever read. So like I'm trying to just like, you know, because my buddy was telling me he was just like, you know what, like, you know, like reading books and like about like, you know, finance and like motivation and like whatever have you. You know, make sure I get a better person. So I was like, you know what, like 2023, that's like, I had a pretty, I wouldn't say my fall, winter was rough, but like I said, I fucking fell off on like everything I like usually do, I fell off of. So like, I'm trying to pick my, like you, I'm trying to pick myself back up, you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to pick myself up, back over the ground, you know? How's your workout, like you say you're running and stuff, how's your like workout and like dieting stuff going?
My diet has never been good. I don't think I'll ever be like a dude who eats only broccoli, chicken, and rice. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't think I'll ever be that guy. But, you know, I've been like taking my work.
Taking your food to work?
Yeah, taking lunch to work, yeah. One that saves you like money and shit. Like, you don't realize how much money you'll save by eating, taking your lunch from home, shit like that. The running has just been like, I started off doing like a mile each day. Now I've been running like 3 to 4 times a week, a couple miles each time, doing sprints and stuff like we used to do back in the day. But I'm going to get back in the gym after, you know, like I just find the time, I guess.
I mean, I feel like you're doing like the hard stuff, because like nobody, me personally, I don't like cardio and I don't like to fucking run. The only reason I do it is to like, one, like when I'm like, you know, getting like, you know, cut up for like the spring and the summer and stuff, is because that's literally why. Or if I have like a PT test coming up, I'll do it for that. But like other than that, I don't fucking run. Like I don't like the amount of times I ran during like fall and winter was. It was actually quite a bit, because I tried to get into CrossFit, which didn't work out, but like whatever. But like I don't know, like for me at least, like I'm glad that like, I mean, I'm glad you're doing it, but like I had to really pick myself back up, whatever the fuck, because like when I'm physically in shape, like I don't know about you, but like when I'm like physically in shape, I feel like 100%. Like better, like mentally, I feel like so much better when I'm like physically in shape. It's like, it's, does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? It's weird.
Yeah.
Like I have like way more fucking confidence, and like I'm like, all right, like let's fuck. I feel way more like my whole life changes when I'm like physically in shape. But if I'm like out of shape, I'm like, I just feel like a piece of trash.
Yeah, that will. You sleep better when you work out. That's one thing not drinking I've noticed over the last 30 days, especially, is like I sleep way better. Like I have like actual dreams. Like I don't know. Like when you drink heavily, you don't have as many dreams, I feel like. At least that's me. But like
I have like whacked out. If I go to bed drunk sometimes, like I get whacked out dreams. Like if I intake any like weird like substance before I go to sleep, like whether it be like melatonin. Or like, you know, like those sleep gummies. I had a whole, me and Richie talked about it on our, one of our episodes. Huh?
Yeah. I have them over here. I've been taking them I take them every now and then.
Do you have fucked up dreams when you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. Like those things, there's something in those fucking things. And I forgot what the chemical was. But I'm pretty sure that's like the sleep.
What does it to you?
Yeah, you get like a fat, juicy pipe of whatever the fuck, and it gives you like whacked out dreams. I have weird fucking dreams on those gummies. I had to stop taking them because they were getting too weird. they weren't even really helping me sleep. They were just giving me weird dreams. You know, like now to go to sleep, it was weird because like these past two seasons, I was like, I would drink like. I was back to, like, basically drinking, like, every day, like, every night. Not, like, getting fucked up, but, like, you know, like, if it was, like, a weekday, I'd have, like maybe, like, two or three glasses of, like, bourbon or, like, whatever. And I would fall asleep, like, stay asleep, like, you know, pretty well. But then I stopped because I started, like, getting back in the gym and, like, dieting and stuff. And I couldn't do the very first night I started, dude, I couldn't fall asleep for shit. I got, like, 3 hours of sleep, if that, that night. And I was like, I need to. So then I bought Z-Quil. Now I'm back on the. So now I'm microdosing.
Yeah, with the Z-Quil.
Yeah. So now I'm microdosing alcohol every night.
Sleep is one thing. That's same thing with like eating. I don't think I'll ever figure out how to actually like be a healthy sleeper. You know.
Yeah. I gotta like. It's dude, sleeping is like has become like a routine for me because or not like a routine, but it's like I have to have certain shit to fall asleep. Like I wear like my AirPods in and I have to listen to like ambiance to fall asleep. I have to listen to either brown noise or rain, like the sound of rain, and then I can fall. I can if I don't have that I can't fall, or a fan. Like if I don't have my AirPods for some reason, I have to have the fan in the room like going, you know,
white noise.
Yeah. Wait, so you just fall asleep just like just you just raw dog sleep?
Yeah. But like normally I'm not like it's like not I just don't go to sleep. Like I have to like think about it and like lay down and like I'll look up and it'll be like 12:30, 1 a.m. and I'll be like, "Ah, fuck. I didn't mean to do this." You know what I mean?
That's the worst because I've done that many times and I just get stressed out. From like, cause if I have to wake up at 5:30, and it's like I look at the clock. I try not to look at my phone at all. Like after I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed. I've scrolled through TikTok and Instagram for an hour and a half, which I shouldn't have done. And then like I try to keep once I put my phone down, I try to keep my phone down because if I wake up or I roll over and I look at my phone, and I'm like it's 2 a.m. and now I have to be up in 3.5 hours or whatever. I'm like now I'm stressed out and I'm really not gonna be able to fall asleep. You know?
Yeah. It's the fucking worst. I always do it too. Like if I have something I have to do in the morning the next day, like say I have to be up at like 5:30 to go catch a flight or something.
Yeah.
The day before that, I honestly sometimes I just stay up 24 hours because there's no way, like I'm afraid I'm gonna fall asleep and miss the flight or like not make it in the morning. So I'm just like fuck it, I'll just stay up the whole night.
That's
what happened the last time I came to Vegas was, like, I was up, like, probably, like, the whole night. Like, I stayed up just to make my flight. I didn't go to sleep.
Wait, so you're, like, you're saying that you stay up because you're, like, if I fall asleep, I might miss the flight?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're playing with fire, kid.
That's how I feel. Like, so, like, if I have an early flight, normally I'm just like, but I'm not sleeping at night.
Have you ever missed a flight?
Just once, like on luckily it was a government thing. It was a TDY. I was able to call a number and they fixed the flight for me. Dude, but like, it wasn't my personal flight.
That's one of like my biggest, like irrational, well, it's not irrational, but that's one of like my biggest fears is like missing a flight. Cause like, to me, like missing a flight is like stress level 1000. Cause it's like, I've kind of missed a flight. When I was flying to Dallas, Fort Worth like years ago for So What Fest, I got the BWI too late and they were like, we can take your bags but we can't take you. And I was like, what do you mean? So I had to like, my bags flew first on a different flight and then they were like, we can get you on the next flight. And I was like, all right, cool, like whatever. Or no, maybe it was the other way around, we can get you on this flight but we're not gonna be able to take your bags or something. It was something weird like that. And so I was like super stressed out. Then I got to Dallas Fort Worth. And then I had to, like, I didn't have any of my bags. So then I had to, like, go to the hotel, check in the hotel, and then come back to the airport for my bags, and they still weren't there. And then I was, like, calling. Dude, it was, like, I never want to have to do it. Like, missing flights, dude, is, like, just stresses me out way too much.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to deal with any of that shit. So now I'm, like, I'm way, like, I make sure everything, I have an alarm set. I gotta fucking leave by this time. I gotta, like, be in the fucking terminal. I gotta do X, Y, and Z. I have a whole checklist because I don't want to miss a fucking flight. I hate that shit.
Talking about flights, this is, like, really random, but talking about it made me think of it. Like, on YouTube, if you Google, like, there was a reality TV show in the 2000s that were people, they video people in the airport, like, reality TV style. And, like, these people are, like, blowing up, like, they're missing their flights and stuff. It's just wild, like, how... It's just peak reality TV. You just gotta watch it. I can't really explain it that well. But
I mean,
like,
you had me at reality TV, so, like...
It's, like, it's, like, Karens before there were Karens, you know what I mean?
It was, like,
Because, like, you gotta think, like, they didn't have... Like, in early 2000s, they didn't have their cell phones. Like, one of the shows, one of the episodes, the dude loses his ticket. And they won't let him on the flight or to check in because he doesn't have his paper ticket. And they were like, no, we can't print you a fucking ticket.
What? So he was just fucked.
Yeah, he was fucked. They were like, you can buy another ticket.
See, that would never happen.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that would never happen.
Today. I know, but that was just like 20 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was like 15 years ago. They were like booking flights without cell phones and shit. And like,
I'm so glad that like your tickets. I'm so glad that like we didn't grow up in like they where we were like taking flights like for pleasure, that like we weren't able, like we didn't have like phone, like I'm glad that we didn't grow up in the time where like they weren't able to use like their cell phones and stuff for like for like e-tickets and shit like that, you know? Because dude, they still, like, I was just talking about this the other day, like when they print you out your boarding pass, I just throw that shit in the trash. I'm like, I got it on my phone or my watch, you know? Like
same thing.
Fucking throw that shit in the trash.
When I went to Vegas, I didn't even talk to nobody. I checked in on my phone, walked right to security. I was through. They didn't even look at my... The crazy thing is, though, they didn't even look at my phone for my ticket. They just, like, let me through.
See, the stuff like that is, like, cool for when it happens to you, but you also think... It's like, dude, you're letting... Are you doing this for everybody? Are you doing this for other people? Because I don't feel safe now, you know?
Yeah, it felt weird.
Yeah, that's, like, sometimes, like, going on base, like, I think, like, once, maybe twice. Like, if I out of every time I've driven on an Air Force base, if it's like I forgot my CAC, but like I mean like uniform, but I'm like I forgot my CAC, like it's in my keyboard or some shit. So like, all right, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, are you doing this for everybody? Because I don't feel safe if you're doing this for everybody, you know?
Yeah, dude. No, that's never good.
Have you ever been that person who has to like run through an airport because you're like walking the line?
No.
I've had to do that one time. I think it was the last time I flew out of Las Vegas. I was that guy, literally, like, I'm not even kidding you, I was sprinting through the fucking airport, and, like,
to get to my
gate, because my buddy, I had to drop my dog off at my buddy's house in the morning. He was like, yeah, I'll watch your dog for you while you're gone. I was like, right, cool. So, like, when I got to his house, and he lives right near the airport, I got to his house, and I called him, and I was like, yo, like, I'm here, but I called him to tell him I was there, but he wasn't awake. So I was like, yo, this is not good. Now I'm stressed out, you know, because I don't want to miss this fucking flight. So then I waited outside of his house for like 20 minutes, dude. It was so bad. And then he finally like woke up. He was like, yeah, I just woke up. And I was like, yo, get the fuck out. Like, I got a flight to make. So then I had to speed to the fucking airport, and then I missed a turn. So I had to go all the way around. It was awful. Then I had to like park my car, fucking run through the airport. And I was, dude, it was fucking bad. So
that's the worst when you're like, late or like stressing about being late, and you do something like that, miss a fucking turn, and just makes you later.
Yeah, and then your heart just
fucking,
like,
that's why you
can't
stress it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I was, dude, at one point I gave up. I was like, I was sitting in my car at a red light, and I was like, I'm gonna miss this fucking flight. Like, I'm meeting my fear now. But then when you do make it, you're like, you finally get to the gate, and you're like, homeostasis achieved. Level unlocked.
I'm normally the guy that's there like 90 minutes to 2 hours early, but I'm the last one to get on the plane. Like, I don't like I don't know why people rush to like fucking get down and sit down in their seat. You know what I mean? I would pay more money if you would let me be the last motherfucker on the plane.
The only time I like I'm in like a hurry to like get in my spot or whatever, if I can't pre-board, is if I'm flying Southwest, because you know they have open seating. I want to guarantee a fucking,
that's true. Yeah,
an aisle seat.
Yeah, open seating. You gotta get there. But
yeah,
if your seat's like reserved, like I'm not in no rush to go sit in that seat. You know?
And also the opposite, the people, I have a huge pet peeve about flying is when people, when the plane lands and everybody stands up at once, where are you going? Yeah. You're not going anywhere. That's true. All right. Especially if you're in like the middle to the back of the plane, sit the fuck down and just wait. It gets under my skin so bad when everybody stands up and they just stand, you're standing now for 15 minutes at that point waiting to get off. Sit down and wait for everybody in front of you to go so we can just grab your bags and go off. Stop standing up.
Yeah,
stop.
That's when they need to like have boarding zones or exiting zones. I guess. Like instead of boarding zones being like, now exiting zone 3 or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right, because then there's also people with layovers and it's like, dude, if you're in my way, I'm not going to be able to get to my connecting flight because you want to be a fucking asshole and stand up, you know?
Yeah. Sure.
It's awful. Are you
flying is the worst.
Are you are you dating now? What's your
No.
Tell me about your love life.
I just got to Miami, man. There's no love life yet. Panama City kind of sucked because Hurricane Michael came through and washed away
all the girls.
Any potential fishes, I guess, you know? Like it was like a war zone out there, man. Like and then coming to Miami, I haven't really like went out yet. You know what I mean? Like to see the scene.
Yeah.
The dating apps are shit.
Awful. Dude. They're like you're preaching to the choir, brother. Preaching to the choir. Honestly, I feel like the bigger the city you're in, like maybe not like geographically big, but like the bigger the city, like the worst, almost the worst it is, because like. For Vegas, at least, it's like, well, number one, you have people that are in and out all the time, and it's also just like a big city. And Miami's probably not any different. You probably have
Miami
people that are in and out.
The same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but then you had the opposite when I was at Panama City. Like it was like there was nobody. I swiped through everyone that was in a 20-mile radius of Panama City. You know what I mean? Like, because there was no one there.
Yeah. What?
It's not actually Panama City Beach. Panama City Beach is probably like 25 to 30 minutes down the coast. So like when you're at Tyndall, you're not actually at Panama City Beach, unfortunately. Or I mean, there's a Navy station there, though. That's pretty cool.
Dang. So all the what's your go-to app? Like what do you put your most time into?
I guess Tinder, but like Bumble's cool, but they never like message you. Like
you'll match and then like they have nothing to say. It's like, dude, why'd you swipe that?
I get the point of it, like let the lady go first, but they gotta go first, you know what I mean? Like
yeah. One time I literally
just send a hey. Why would they or whatever, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, at least like start the thing so we don't fucking expire, you know?
Yeah.
I remember one time I literally had I forgot what app it was, but I literally had a girl tell me that like I think I messaged her like some shit or whatever, and I was like, yo, like let's like hang out or whatever. I know I definitely didn't say like that verbatim, but anyways, I was like, yo, let's link up. And then she was like, I'm not gonna lie to you, like I only have this app to for like self esteem or some shit. She was like, I was like, honestly, like I can't even be mad at that because it's like I know a lot. I've heard that like that thing before that girls do that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't even be mad because like, yo, like if you come on there, you're like, yo, look, I'm not gonna, I have no intention of hanging out with you, but like, I just wanted to like know that people are into me. Like all right, like you kept it up front, like you kept it a buck from the jump. I'm not even gonna trip, you know. But
yeah,
nah, dude, I feel you. These fucking apps these days are just, I feel like, dude, Tinder was cool when it first came out.
Yeah.
And like 20
the bots got on there and then like people turned it into what it is, you know, like.
Yeah.
It's downhill. Awful now.
How are you with breakups? Are you like a
Oh, I'm terrible, bro. I'm not a good breakup guy.
You're not a good heartbreak kid.
I go into a dark stupor, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, you know the one story.
Yeah. The
where we were at the baseball game.
Yeah.
And I get freaking blacked out drunk and walk to an ex-girl's house in downtown Baltimore. I have no idea how I fucking got there.
Yeah, me neither.
Knocked on our door. Her male roommate, and she was there with whatever, but the male roommate answers the door and is like, "What are you doing, bro?" And I came out of a blackout. And I'm like, oh, fuck, what am I doing? And at that point, my phone was dead, so I couldn't even call you to come pick me up.
Yeah, but good.
So I walked to the gas station that was like, that gas station probably was like 3 miles away from her house. It was the one right across from the stadium, like when you come off that exit.
Yeah.
You know, that gas station is where I walked to go find a ride.
Because I thought that, oh yeah, because you got an Uber that night, and then you came, yeah. You Ubered to my apartment. It was a mad money, yeah. Wasn't it?
What?
It was mad money for that Uber, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't even remember. Like, I have no idea. I have no idea how I got the Uber, to be honest.
Because I remember, like, you showed up in my apartment that night. I'd already, like, gone to bed because I was just like, dude, like, I can't, like, you said your phone was dead. And, like, I was, like, calling you all night and stuff, and I was like, all right, like, maybe, like, I was like, I don't know. I don't know. At this point, I don't know what to fucking do. So, like, I'm just going to go to bed.
Yeah.
So then I just went to bed, and then I think you, like, knocked my door, and I got out of bed, and I was well, he's alive.
That's another situation of the gate guard. I'm pretty sure the gate guard let him drive me through because I was so intoxicated, even though he wasn't supposed to be on base.
Oh.
Like, the guy wasn't supposed to be on base. And
the driver? The Uber driver?
Yeah, the Uber. I don't think he had a thing. Maybe he did. Some of them have, like, a pass to get on base or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That was a bad night, though. But,
hey, survived. At least you fucking lived, right?
Yeah.
Nah, I for you, though, because, like, dude, breakups, like, even if it's, like, you're not even, like, you weren't even, like, dating the person, or if it's, like, if you were just having, you were just, like, you know, just, like, casually, like, seeing each other for, like, a few months or whatever. Dude, breakups just fucking suck. And it makes you, it literally, for me at least, like, mentally, like, sets you back. Like, because you're like, all right, you did everything right. You feel like you did everything right. And then it's like, it goes to shit. And you're like, well, what the fuck? You know, makes you start second guessing and stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, looking back is, like, where you learn at, I guess. And I do a bad job of looking back like 5 years later rather than, you know, 30 days later. Yeah. But like, we were both in a bad situation. Like, she was in her 30s. I was like 24, 25 at the time.
Right.
I still wanted to hang out with the boys, you know what I mean? So, like, I did stupid stuff like inviting you guys out and stuff. And she, I would want to drink with you guys and, like, go do stuff, but like I had a girlfriend that I shouldn't have been showing out for, I guess, or whatever, you know, showing out for you guys when I should have been like focused on her, I guess, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Does that make sense? But like at 25 we were still like in like the college drinking phase, you know.
Yeah,
she wasn't there.
Yeah, we were going out like I think that was our Friday night, Saturday night phase, because me, I'm just a Saturday night guy now, if that. But I feel like back then we were like Saturday, we were Friday, Saturday boys, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember that. That was, I thought that was going to be like a, how long did you guys date?
Like 5 or 6 months, I think.
Yeah. I thought that was going
to
be,
it was like from Halloween to maybe not even that long. I think we broke up in March from Halloween to March.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was gonna be like a long term thing for you, but shit.
Yeah, because it is what it is. You know what I mean? She's pregnant. She's happy
pregnant?
Family now. I'm good luck, Chuck. If you didn't know that, like, every girl I've been with since my marriage failed has like they have kids now. Yeah,
I guess they learn quick from you, huh?
Yeah, they learn quick.
Is your first, like, what's your first move, like, after, like, so things go to shit, right? What's your first move after, like, everything, like, shuts down? Are you, like, I'm going to unfollow you and everything, or do you kind of, like, stick around for a little bit? Like, what's your go-to?
I don't know what the answer is. Like, in that situation, I'm, like, the guy who does research, so, like, I research. What should a dude do in a breakup situation?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in that situation, they said, you know, everything I was reading was like, ghost them. Like, they broke up with you. You need to do better. You know, ghost them. But I don't think that was exactly the answer.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the answer. Like, if you really like a person, you should, like, try to fix it or figure it out. You know what I mean? Not fix it. Fix it's a bad word because it needs to be fixed. That's probably not good, you know?
Right.
Figure it out is a better word, you know? Like, you don't want to fix a relationship.
Like work things out, you mean?
Yeah. Like, if you have to fix it, there's something core wrong with the relationship, you know what I mean? But I'm not a good person to talk relationships with because all mine have failed, so.
Yeah. Hey, I've only had, like, dude, I'll be 30 this year. And, like, I was saying this on the last episode, like, my longest relationship has been, like, six months. And I've only had I've only had three girls that I've been like, yo, that was my girlfriend. Like, and, yeah, I'll be 30 this year. I've only had three girls I've been like, that was my girlfriend. Like, we were, like, in a committed relationship. And the longest one has been like 6 months. So, like, you know, I guess we can high five on that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the crazy thing is now I have the kid. She's asking me questions because she's never seen me with, like, let her around girls, like, that I've talked to or anything. So she's, like, asking me questions like, what? Why aren't you happy? Why aren't you, like, dating? What? All that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, because she's 11 now. And I'm like, I don't know, kid. Like, don't show up.
Go to your fucking homework.
Yeah. Like, don't you have, like, an anime to watch on your iPad? Like, don't ask me life questions.
Yeah, dude. Like, my niece. I was just talking to my niece on FaceTime the other day, and she just turned 20 the other day, and she was like, so, like, she always like gives me shit. She's like, yo, so, like, are you gonna get a girlfriend anytime soon or what? I'm just like, yeah, like, leave me alone. And. But because I feel like my go-to is to, like, if things go to shit, it's like I find it's easier. It might not be easy, like, right then and there, but, like, that it makes it easier going on is to just unfollow. Like, kind of, you say ghost. It's just like, I'll delete numbers. I'm unfollowing on fucking Instagram. I don't care if they follow me still, like, whatever. That's their prerogative. If you want to watch my life, and whether it be like you rejected me or I rejected you, like, wherever the case may be, if you want to watch my life after we no longer have correspondences, that's up to you. But I think it's a weird thing to do. But that's whatever. I'll delete numbers. I'm unfollowing on all social media. Then it's just like, you know, I don't want to have any ties left, because then, like, if you keep looking, one of the best advices I've heard, like, in the past year was, I was listening to a podcast, and the girl was said that the reason that you should unfollow somebody is because the reason that you should unfollow somebody who rejected you or you rejected them is because the best thing that you could see is nothing. And the worst thing that you can see is something, and it's going to ruin your entire day or your entire week, your entire month, your entire year. And I was like, that's so true, because think about it. Like, you break up with a girl. No, let's say a girl breaks up with you, right? And then you're like, all right, let's go to her fucking Instagram and see what's good, you know? And then maybe this is 2 days after the event, and now she's with, you know, fucking John Johnson on fucking fucking Johnny Boy on a date talking about dinner with Bae.
Yeah.
That's gonna suck, you know. That's gonna cut deep, you know.
Here in Miami, she'd be hanging out with, like, the Note Boys or something.
Yeah, she's with fucking. She's on a fucking yacht with Steve. Will do it. And then, like, and that's true. It's like, yo, like, now your whole fucking week is ruined. Now your whole month's ruined, and now you're all fucked up. And the best thing that you could have seen is nothing. So it's like, you might as well just unfollow that person. And if they're if they have things private, that's even better. But if they're not, you might as well fucking block them. I don't like to block 100%. Person. I don't like to fucking block people, because it's like, unless it's like a sour fucking, like, breakup or some shit, then it's like, we gotta block each other, you know. But I'm the type, I'm gonna unfollow, and I don't want to see none of that shit. Because it's like you, I don't do well with breakups either, honestly. Like, that shit fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah, I'm not a good breakup person. It
hurts my feelings.
It sucks. But it is what it is, man. This is what you're 28, right?
I'm 29. I'll be 30 this coming July.
So we got this decade to get it together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I looked it up. Like, famous people, they don't get married until their 40s, so we got plenty of time, man.
Yeah, we got time. We got
plenty of time.
Yeah. Speaking of time, it's time for the ad. So let's get into the ad. And we're back. So another thing I wanted to bring up to you was this whole fucking MGK fucking Megan Fox thing. They gotta be the weirdest fucking couple, dude. Like, you know, like, they gotta be the weirdest couple of the past, like, 3-4 years. They just do weird fucking shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and he's low-key kind of a weird guy. Like,
definitely he's a weird guy. He's definitely a weird guy, for sure. He just does weird stuff. He says weird things, you know?
Yeah.
I was listening to No Jumper, I think I sent it to you. I was listening to No Jumper the other day. And one of the, I forgot her name. I think it was like Kelly K or some shit. She was on there talking about like how MGK would text her and be like, enema and come over. And he was like super into like anal or some shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, like he, like we did anal like in somebody's backyard or some shit. And it was just like, she went on in like detail. And I was like, yo, that's weird. That's weird to me that like he was so into like anal that he was just like, yo, let's just fucking do this right here. It's like, dude, what are you doing?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. The kid is crazy. And I respect him, though. You know what I mean? Like, he's doing his thing. Like, I listen to his album. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie, but...
Yeah, I mean, like, he puts out good, like, rock music and stuff. But, like, I feel like he got, like, in his personal life... I feel like the whole, like, MGK and Megan Fox thing is just, like... It's, like, the couple in, like, high school who, like, tries to be, like, cool and edgy. And it just ends up being, like... Like, with the whole fucking drinking blood thing after they got engaged. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. No.
What? Apparently, so, like, they fucking got engaged.
Right.
And then after, like, he was like, will you marry me? She was like, yeah. And then, like, she was like, yeah, we drank each other's blood after I said yes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and I was like, dude, that's weird.
I did see the thing where he made the wedding ring so it hurts her when she takes it off.
See, I didn't see that.
So he made the wedding ring so, like, when she takes it off, it, like... cuts her skin as she takes it off.
That's weird, bro.
Yes. Bro, like, it's fucking... Another thing, did you see that he made comments about one of the Jenners, the youngest Jenner. He made comments like he was like 22 at the time. She was like 17. And he was like, yeah, I would bang her even if she was 17. Like, he was like on a radio show saying this shit. And I just imagine how weird that is now because like Travis Barker is dating one of the Jenners or... they're like good friends, like all of them together. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I saw that.
Weird.
I saw that on. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw like the headline on Barstool, and I was like, dude, that's just like it's just like another thing of like the MGK like did that. I'm like, dude, you're a weird fucking person, bro.
He is a weird guy.
And, like, there was, remember that whole thing about, like, apparently they went into somebody's, like, Airbnb and they, like, had sex on, like, a table or something.
Yeah.
And they felt the need to, like, tell the world about it. That's what I'm saying. It's like, dude, like, it's like, you know, this, what are you, 16? Congrats on the sex. But I will say, MGK's track record, dude, he fucking, he drops bodies, though.
Yeah. That is true, dude.
Like, literally the, like, I think I told you before, it's like the ugliest girl MGK has probably had sex with would probably be the hottest girl I will ever have sex with in my entire life.
I agree. Yeah, like I said, though, he is from Cleveland, so we have to keep that into account that I'm sure he's banged some whales and has come up in Cleveland. You know what I mean? Like, they probably all weren't Megan Fox.
Yeah, that's true. It might just be a Cleveland, like an Ohio thing, too, because... I made this point before in the podcast that like he was like saying some shit about Warped Tour, and he was like, "You gotta like,
yeah."
And I was just like, "Dude, what are you talking about?" You know,
right? Yeah,
MGK is a fucking. It was a weird boy.
He is a weird boy. He's a wild boy. That's a song he has. I don't know if you knew that, but
yeah. Have you seen any? Have you seen any new movies lately?
Not. I mean, just, like, the big stuff, like, I saw Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man, that was sick.
Oh, the, was it, like, No
Way Home.
No Way Home,
yeah.
Dude, honestly, I just found out that Tom Holland, there's so many actors that I didn't know that were, like, British until, like, within the past year, and Tom Holland being one of them. I didn't know that Christian Bale was fucking British either. I literally just found out Christian Bale was British. Like, maybe 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I was...
Robert Pattinson is also British.
I think I knew that one.
He's about to be Batman.
Andrew Garfield? Wait, Robert Pattinson's British?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And I didn't know Andrew Garfield was British either until, like, literally maybe 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, because I know, well, one, he was in Harry Potter, Robert Pattinson was. Like, you had to be British to be in Harry Potter.
Who do you play?
He played Cedric Diggory, the one that died in the Deathly, or like the...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That, I mean, like, I don't, I can't say I didn't know that, but now, it, like, I think it's like, you know, it's coming back now.
Yeah, you
now.
See his face.
Yeah. Now it makes sense, I should say. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he went and did the Twilight stuff.
What, you haven't started watching Euphoria yet?
No, I haven't. That's on my, like, list of things to watch.
It's definitely, I'm not going to give you any spoilers for you or any of the listeners, but it's definitely it's a little edgy for, like, high school, like.
Yeah, that's what I've seen, like, on the internet, is that, it's like a high school, like, these situations don't happen in high school.
Dude, type thing. Not at all. At least not the high school I fucking went to.
Well, at least high school, yeah, that we went to.
And I feel like half of these situations could be like relevant in high school, like these days. But dude, like the highest, like, because what, you graduated 2008, right?
Yeah, 2009.
Okay, I graduated 2010. But like, dude, like 2010, there's no fucking way, dude. Like, in all my years of my 4 years of high school, there's no way any of this shit would have. People weren't fucking doing like fentanyl, and fucking, and there's no like. Being like transgender wasn't like a thing back in 12 years ago.
No. The drugs just weren't, I mean, they were there, but it wasn't like it was going to kill you type drugs, you know, like at least in my experience. Like,
what kind of drugs did you know about, like, in high school?
The fucking, like, the Adderall was a big one. Weed was always big, but it was like the sick. It wasn't the good weed they have now. It was like the fucking seeds and stems, like all that shit was in there. Like, you're probably basically smoking bark from a fucking forest and weed. You know what I mean? Like,
do you remember? You remember Spice? Was that a thing where you went to high school at?
I missed it. Spice was like the first time I heard about Spice was at basic training.
So you missed the whole Spice thing.
Yeah, like, coming into tech school was, like, when they were like, oh, don't do Spice. And I was like, all right, like, how would I, like, that's another thing. Like, being in the military, I've never seen, like, I've heard people get in trouble for selling drugs in, like, the dorms. But maybe I'm just not cool enough to be in, like, that circle that, like, gets in the know of that type of stuff. Because, I've never seen it in my life. Where, like, when I was in Germany, like, 2 years before that, there was, like, a sex ring that got busted there that was, like, a real thing. Like, that's never happened to me. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not cool enough, I guess.
It makes you think, it's like, dude, do I wish I could experience this? Because right now we're on the outside looking in, you know what I'm saying? All this stuff, looking in. But it's like, dude, like, these kids are just fucking... are, like, living so much hardcore shit that we didn't live through, you know?
Yeah.
Spice was fucking hardcore, though. I remember, like, it wasn't, like, it was, like, Spice was, like, synthetic weed. So it was, like, I think they sold it as, like, potpourri. You could get it at, like, the fucking gas station. It was insane.
Yeah.
And,
could get it at the gas station or the CD store back in the day.
Yeah, like, me and my buddies did that shit, like, a couple times, like back in, like, our teenage days. And it was, like, dude, looking back on it, dude, it was just fucking sketch, bro. Like, you don't know what the fuck is in that shit. And also, I heard that people were, like, kids were getting, like, holes in their heart and stuff from it.
Yeah.
I remember, one time I did it, it was, like, dude, it definitely got you, like, feeling, like, it got you feeling fucking weird, bro. It was, like... It was just a weird fucking feeling. I remember it was to the point where it was like, you don't even want to feel that way anymore. It was just like, I'm here right now, and I wish I was back down here. And there's nothing you could do. You had to just literally wait till it fucking wore off.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it just wasn't around when Maybe it was, and I just, like I said, I wasn't a cool kid, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that was a good thing now, you know, in retrospect. Because you'd be fucking dead right now, you know? You could have been one of the kids with a fucking hole in your heart.
I mean, I do think about that. If I didn't join the military, the shit that I would have gotten into, you know what I mean?
Like, 100%, 100%.
Like, it would have been bad. I've been to rehab twice for alcohol, so like.
Yeah, I guess that's like your little dose of fucking, you know, outside reality, you know.
Yeah, like, it would have been way worse if I was going to college or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When you go see movies though, do you what's your go to snack? Like, what do you like to eat when you go to movies? For $80.
The first thing I look for is like Reese's Pieces, probably.
Oh, so you're a candy boy when you go to
candy. I don't get the popcorn. No popcorn.
Really? Not a movie popcorn guy?
No, not a movie popcorn guy.
Dude, I'm a fucking slut for some movie popcorn. I fucking love that shit.
I know. I fucking hate when people like you buy popcorn. Not particularly you, but popcorn people, and like try to force the guy next to them to eat their popcorn. Like when they're done. I'm like, no, bro. If I wanted popcorn, I would have bought me some popcorn. Like, don't. I'm not eating your popcorn.
If I go see a movie with somebody, I'll offer them, like, yo, you want some popcorn? But like, if I'm not gonna be like, yo, eat some fucking popcorn, because I'm gonna eat that shit. You know, I'm eating that. And in some cases, I'll fucking take it home, and I'll fucking have it as a little snack later. You know.
Yeah.
Something about movie popcorn is just different.
Like the high school popcorn. Like, think of high school. They used to like throw out the popcorn in the back. Like dumpsters in the back of the fucking theater, and like we would drive and go get those and take them to like party or whatever, or just take a big ass bag of popcorn from the back of the grocery store or from the back of the movie theaters.
Wait, so when you buy like candy and stuff, so like before, let me ask you a question. So before the movie starts, how much of your candy have you eaten? Like before, I'm not talking about previews. Well, maybe previews too. Like, how much before the actual like feature film starts? How much of your candy have you fucking eaten?
So if it's like a movie that I probably haven't opened it, because unless it's like a Marvel movie where I know I need to get there early, I'm walking in like, because I don't need to see the previews. They're all on the internet nowadays. Like, you're not going to movies just to see the previews. So I'm normally there like right. I'm 25 minutes late to a movie.
Oh, so you like to sit down like right before the actual feature film like begins.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you have like fresh candy.
Yeah. Normally it's like 15-20 minutes of previews. Like, that's a long fucking time.
Yeah. And that's why I was asking you, because like I just saw Jackass Forever yesterday, and every time I go to a movie, I'm like, I find myself eating like at least a quarter of my popcorn before the fuck. Like, it'll be like, I'm Maria Menounos and this is fucking whatever. I'm just fucking throwing popcorn in my head. Like,
how many people went to that movie? Was it a lot?
So I went and saw it at 2:30, and there was maybe me and like maybe six other people in the theater. I was very surprised, by the way, because even when I bought the ticket like a week before, there was only one other ticket purchased in the theater.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, this is going to be like pretty cool.
You went by yourself?
Oh, of course, I went by myself.
Yeah. I like going to movies by myself. It's not that bad.
That's like, one thing that like I actually love. I actually enjoy going to movies by myself. I would actually prefer it than going with other people, you know?
Yeah.
Because I ask other people that, I'm like, yeah, do you like going to movies by yourself? They're like, yeah, I'm not a fucking loser. I'm just like, all right, well, I like it. So.
Yeah.
Do you eat French fries in the car before on the way home? If you have French fries, do you eat fries in the car?
Yeah, unfortunately, I would do that. Yeah.
See, that's one thing I don't do, and everybody else does it, and I'm like, I think I'm the weird one because I don't do that at all.
I mean, it's not that weird. My stepdad, he eats his fries before his burger.
That's weird. And I remember,
yeah,
I think,
like, he won't touch his burger until he's done with his French fries.
See, I had a huge debate about this a couple of years ago with some friends, and their reasoning was because we used Chick-fil-A as an example, and their reasoning for eating all the French fries. I was on team both. I'm like, yo, I'm snacking on both, you know, like I'm
right,
tagging
right.
both.
That's what I am, yeah.
You know, I want a party in my mouth. I want to taste all the fucking sugar, spice, and everything nice, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
and they were like, yo, you can't have cold french fries, but you can have, like, chicken nuggets or, like, whatever cold. Like, you can eat those, or, like, a chicken sandwich. Yeah. And I was like, dude, I don't want anything. I want to have I want to have everything hot and tasty, and I want to have the fucking flavor twist, you know?
How slow are they eating their french fries? You know, like, how slow are they eating that meal where their fries are getting that cold, where they're, like, untasteable?
Or how fast they eat the fucking french fries? Because I feel like if I have to eat something first, if I'm like, all right, I want to eat these french fries before I touch my chicken sandwich, right?
Yeah.
I would feel rushed to eat the french fries, and then you can't even fucking enjoy them before. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
you can't really enjoy your fucking meal if you're gonna eat one, if you're gonna make a point to eat one thing first.
That's facts, yeah.
That's stupid to me. So like, but the reason that I don't eat the fries on the way home is because it builds up the anticipation, you know? I wanna like walk in my door and then sit down and eat both things at the same time and be like, yeah. I've been waiting for this all day, you know?
Yeah. And then realize you sustained from, or didn't have that self gratification in the car.
Yeah, I like to show some self control every once in a while.
Yeah, self control.
You know?
There you go. Yeah.
what's your go to dipping sauce for Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A sauce, Polynesian too. Chick-fil-A Polynesian. I get both.
Which one will you not touch though? Like, which one are you like, nah, fuck that, throw it in the trash?
That Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably their ranch. Their ranch is not that good.
People who put ranch on everything, that's weird to me.
I mean, I like ranch, but their ranch is just not good ranch. It's like too thick, I guess. I don't like how thick their ranch is.
You put ranch on like pizza and shit?
I will, yeah.
Like, yeah, you'll go out of your way to do it, or you'll be like, oh, I got ranch, let's put it on the pizza?
I won't put it on the pizza. I'll put it on the side so I can dip my pizza in there.
I'm learning now. I don't think I've ever seen you fucking dip ranch and or dip pizza in ranch.
Yeah,
before.
I'll do it at my house or like if I buy the pizza, but I don't expect my friends who bought me a pizza to like provide me ranch.
I used to have I have a friend, you know, Tyler. He was a big ranch guy. He probably still is, honestly. He was a big ranch guy back in the day. He would put ranch on fucking everything. I thought it was the most disgusting thing ever. For me, do you like condiments or just like, I'm not a big condiment. I barely use ketchup. I rarely use ketchup. I always thought that the whole chicken, dipping chicken nuggets in ketchup. My sister used to do that all the time growing up. She would dip her chicken nuggets in ketchup, and I thought it was the most disgusting thing ever.
I mean, I would take ketchup over, I mean, ranch over ketchup, like all day.
Gun to my head, I'd probably take ranch or like dipping like chicken in.
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't think chicken and ketchup goes hand in hand. I just think it's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, ketchup is kind of weird. Like, honestly.
Yeah, I don't.
It's like tomatoes.
Yeah, you're just putting fucking this tomato fucking juice, tomato fucking
yeah, like on your
tomato sauce.
And you gotta like when you squeeze it, you get that little pre-ejaculation.
Yeah.
Fucking watery shit.
You get that tomato jack.
And then it's like ruined. Like you can't even dip stuff in that ketchup if you get that little jizz.
Yeah. Yeah, you get that little fucking tomato jizz on there and your whole thing's fucking sogged up now, you know? It fucking sucks.
It's not good.
But even like, even if I go to like Subway, God forbid I'm going to Subway, but if I go to Subway, they're like, yeah, like, what do you like want on your sandwich? They're like, do you want like, I don't even know, like they have like oils and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't put any of that shit on my subs. I just get it like, just plain. Like I'll just get like, I basically get like a ham and turkey sandwich at Subway, like with like tomato and like
spinach. You don't throw mayonnaise? You don't like mayonnaise?
That answers the question. Mayonnaise is the one fucking condiment that I'm like, that can go to hell in a handbasket. 100%, dude. I don't fuck with mayonnaise at all.
Damn, it's like that. So.
And people always give me shit. They're like, oh, you're going to eat that dry ass sandwich? I'm like, dude, yeah, it's fucking. What do you mean? I have a drink. I'm going to fucking wash it down.
Dang, dude. I didn't know you hated mayonnaise that much.
What, you like mayo?
I mean, I put it on my sandwiches.
Do you have mayo in your fridge right now?
I do have mayonnaise.
That's disgusting. I follow this one dude on on Instagram, the Vulgar Chef. He's an actual chef, but he makes like his whole like brand is making like it's like making like gourmet dishes out of like just like regular like household stuff. He'll make like Kraft mac and cheese, like little like dipper bites or some shit. But his thing is like he puts mayonnaise on fucking everything, and he made this like mayonnaise like pie. It was like he puts gel. He'll make like gelatin and like mayonnaise, and then make like I don't know how the fuck you even bake a pie. So I don't know. Yeah. I only know what he shows me on Instagram. But he'll make like a mayonnaise like cheesecake basically, and he'll like try it. And he'll be like, "Hey, it's not that bad." I'm like, "That's I'd rather die."
That's disgusting. I'm not like that kind of mayonnaise guy. Like I don't put it on everything. I'll put it on a sandwich.
What about hot sauce? Are you a hot sauce guy?
No, not a hot sauce guy.
Interesting. I'll go out of my way to put hot sauce on stuff. Not everything though, but because I'm a bitch when it comes to hot food. You know, I'm a bitch. I'm such a bitch when it comes to hot food. You watch Hot Ones?
Yeah, I saw Hot Ones. What's his name was just on there. Not Tobey Maguire, the other guy.
Oh, Tom Holland. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was just on there.
That was a good one. Yeah. How do you think that you would do on that show?
Oh, I'd be terrible.
Like what? At what level?
I would get to probably like the third wing, and I'd be like, "No, I'm good."
I remember.
Like, fucking, Tom Holland was like dipping that shit in the final one. I was like, "There's no fucking way I'd do that,
dude." There's no fucking way. There's no way. There's no way. I remember. Yeah.
I mean, it is a good like interview show though. Like, very cool idea, I guess. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean Evans. I think he's one of like the most. I think he's still one of the most underrated like interviewers like alive right now, you know?
Yeah.
Because every time I watch an episode of Hot, every time I watch an episode of Hot Ones, I'm like, dude, he's fucking crushing it.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I think I would get to like maybe like wing three and be like, I wish I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
Because I remember who's that dude that his name slipped my mind right now. He played fucking Harry in Spider-Man.
Oh. He fucking got in trouble too. He has a brother. Osborn? No, Osborn's the fucking
name. Yeah, that's like, yeah. Let's see.
Oh my god, I can't remember his name. Dude, when you say it, I'll...
Let's see. I'm gonna look him up right now. Who played...
What is this, man? You need a Google guy. When are you getting like an intern or something?
James Franco.
Yeah. Oh, he got in trouble too. Did you see that?
Wait, what did he do?
So he had like an acting class. That's why he got canceled, basically, and hasn't been in shit. Is he had an acting class, and he was basically like dating students and like using his position of power in this acting class to put them in sexual and promiscuous like scenarios in this acting class.
Wait, so he was basically just... So you're saying he was basically just like, yo, you gotta get naked now.
Yeah.
He was creeping.
Yeah, but he came out and said, like, he didn't do... Like, the whole point of this was, like, it was, like, college for acting. And, like, actors would go to this school put on by James Franco. And then he was using his position as, like, the head teacher guy to do things.
And this was like, recent? He was, like...
It was like 5 or 6 years ago. That's why he hasn't been in a movie. He hasn't been in a movie in a long ass time. If you look,
really, I did not know that he was a victim of
I found out because I googled why he wasn't in the Spider-Man like No Way Home. Like they never even like I never even heard rumors of him like being in it, and I was like, why is he not even being rumored to be in it?
Here's one right here. 1 month ago, James Franco breaks silence on sexual misconduct allegation.
Dang. So he basically got kind of like canceled from Hollywood a little bit.
Dang, we were rooting for the guy too, huh?
Yeah. But what were you gonna say about him?
He
like a Debbie Downer about James Franco.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm gonna have to cut this whole bit out, huh? I think he was one of the people that was on the Hot Ones, and the first wing was Sriracha. And he was like, I don't know about this. Dude, that would be me because, like, my level of, like, hot sauce is, like, yellow cap sriracha. I know the green one's hotter than the yellow one, but like I'm like I'm yellow cap sriracha, like, and I'm out. I'm good. Like, I'm good, you know?
All right.
I don't know how people be like, yo, one fucking Diablo, fucking level 10, fucking volcanic, fucking acid hotness lava on my fucking taco. I'm like, dude, chill. Yeah. Like, chill. Does that even taste good at that point?
I mean, I know I want to be good on that show because, like, being at Buffalo Wild Wings, I don't go past, like, medium.
Yeah, you know? It's like past, so, like, mild, like, medium, like, whatever.
And, like, I'm sure all their stuff is above medium. Like, I think only, like, the first two or so are, like, not that hot.
Yeah.
We should buy
the whole set.
The set and, like, do it on one of your podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll fucking queue that up for this year. I'll write that down and we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
I actually had you know how everybody, like, the big hot sauce on there is the Bomb Beyond Insanity?
Yeah.
I've actually had that. I had it a few years ago. I went back home and Steve had it. And it was literally the universe fucking aligned its stars, because he happened to have, no, Mike had the hot sauce and Steve had, he's like, oh, I got leftover wings like in the fridge. And I was like, this can't be happening right now. So I was like, yo, I'm a huge fan of the show. So like, let's fucking try this right now. And so we fucking cooked up the wings and then we fucking put the hot sauce on, me and my friend Joe, we put the hot sauce on the wings. And I made sure to go, like, oh, I wasn't, like, dipping. I was like, let's smear this on there and let's take two bites. Like, you know, I want to experience what every celebrity in the world has felt, pretty much, you know. I want to feel cool right now. And I'm not even kidding, dude. Like, that was probably the worst, like, that had to be, like, top five pain I've ever felt in my entire life. I've never put anything hotter in my mouth to date. That was so, it was so hot that, like, it was painful. It wasn't even, like, hot anymore. It was like, this is hurting my mouth, you know.
Yeah,
the hot sauce is no fucking joke. I don't know how people eat that shit, and they're just like, yeah. So, anyways, I'm like, dude, there's no way they ate the hot sauce, because like either I'm a huge fucking pussy about it, or they didn't eat the right hot sauce. Because I see some people don't even react to that shit.
Yeah, I don't understand it too. I saw like a dumbass fucking TikTok, but there's like a whole niche out there where it's just people who eat this hot stuff, like hot gummies, hot whatever. They eat that fucking shit. Like a dude put like, he had like one of those hot Mexican, it was like a hot Mexican sucker, and he put like the bomb sauce, the hottest hot sauce on there, and was like just sucking on the sucker. And I'm like, what the fuck is it? I just kept scrolling, but like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
See, like, the thing is, like, people like that, like, on, like, TikTok and stuff that do stuff like that, it's like, yo, what if you do this and then, like, you don't even, like, it doesn't even go viral? You just did that for nothing, you know?
And they just did that for nothing, yeah.
And there has to be, like, there's probably, like, hundreds of thousands of people that fucking do that shit, doesn't even go viral.
Yeah. And you
just, like, got, like, a broken arm for, like, fucking nothing.
Yeah, it's like the dudes that complain, though, about booty shaking on that app, they realize that it's an algorithm that decides that shit comes up. You know what I mean? Like, whatever comes up on your fucking TikTok, you clearly watched a video that was about that.
And then
that
you probably topic. Liked it.
Yeah, and because it puts that algorithm on your shit.
Yeah. Dude, TikTok is probably one of, like, I used to be, like not anti-TikTok, but I was like, I'm not going to get into this. This is, like, a new age app. Like, I'm too old for this, you know? And now I can't stop. I can't stop.
China got you, bro. China got you.
Because, like, I feel like TikTok did it right, because it's just, like, the fact that they made it so easy. It's like you watch one, you open the app, you watch one video, and it's like, this is funny. This is like, curated to your algorithm. And then it's, like, the fact that all you have to do is just swipe one swipe up to go to the next video. Yeah. Dude, they nailed it. They fucking suckered you in so hard, and it's just, like, that's why it's even worse than YouTube, because you know how you can go down a YouTube rabbit hole,
yeah,
and you just can't stop watching YouTube videos at like fucking 1:30 in the morning when you have to be up in 4 hours.
Yeah,
dude,
I do that.
TikTok's even fucking worse, dude.
100%.
Have you made any TikToks? Are you? I know you're on the app, but like, you haven't made any.
Oh, I haven't made any in like a few years or like a couple. I was like, oh, I'm gonna go viral in this pandemic, you know, like everyone else. That was before the deployment, probably like. So, like, a year and a half ago, I made stupid ones. Like, I think my highest watched one is, I just bought Madden, and I was, like, zooming in on the fucking Redskins being Washington football team, but their jersey still said Redskins. So I was like, oh, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? And that's got like 3,000 views.
Really? You got 3,000?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, dude.
What do you think about the new name?
What are they? Commanders?
Like Washington Commanders.
Yeah, I think it's dumb. Like, they replace the thing that was racist with the people that fucking killed the Redskins.
Yeah.
Or killed the Indians, not the Redskins. My bad. Don't cancel me.
I'll bleep it out.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, that shit is crazy. Like, I don't understand, like, why they went with that name. Like, I like the Red Wolves. Like, the Red Wolves would...
Yeah, I heard that the Red Wolves was in, like, the equation. Like, they could have, like, came up with, like... That's so much more, like, tougher than, like, fucking Commanders.
Yeah.
Because what are they, like, going with? Like, what does that mean? Like, what is a fucking... Like, what is the mascot?
I don't even know. Like, a fucking white general?
That's so fucking weird. George Washington? Fucking weird.
Like,
yeah, fucking...
George, they're going to have someone dress up like George fucking Washington?
Yeah, fucking George W. Bush out there.
Yeah, I don't fucking know, dude.
But the jerseys do look kind of... I mean, they have the same colorway, so it's like whatever. But they do have black jerseys now, which is very... I'm a fan of the whole black jersey, like, yeah, you know, alternate.
I think... I mean, honestly, though, like, I didn't have a problem with the Washington football team. Like, that kind of made them different in football, in American football anyway.
Yeah.
Soccer's like that a lot. Like, they'll name the club after the city they're in, you know, like Manchester United, like shit like that. I thought it was like, I guess Manchester United doesn't make sense, but
I mean, it sounds
cool. I don't know actually where Manchester, I think it's in Manchester. I'm pretty sure.
No, you got it right. Yeah. I'm not a big soccer guy, but I know that's correct.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I got into watching soccer when I was deployed too, so. But nah, what was I going to say? Yeah, I think that it's also weird that it took them, what, like 2 years, I think, to like come up with.
Yeah. I don't know why Commanders. They just didn't. Yeah. I don't know. And then Snyder, their fucking owner, is a fucking douchebag and fucking.
Yo, isn't he like a toucher too? Wasn't he like fucking trying
that's
to hook
like
up
the
like.
Thing, that's like why Gruden got in trouble.
Yeah, that was a whole fucking thing
because
too.
Because they found his emails were found from an investigation into Snyder.
Mm.
And he's now he's like suing that Brian Flores is suing the NFL for racism and stuff. You can talk about that if you want, but like Gruden is suing the NFL because he's the only one that got in trouble for the Snyder stuff.
And he's Why? It's funny that like Brian Flores did that shit too on the day that Tom Brady was like, "Yo, I'm out," and then he was just like, "Well, I'm suing."
But
so.
You know what else is crazy? Big Ben retired 2 days before Brady.
Oh yeah.
No one fucking even
that lasted for literally like a day. They were like, "Oh, Big Ben retired." They were just like, "All right, like we don't care anymore."
And then Tom Brady leaked, and like so, Big Ben just got completely like. Big Ben should come back for one more year after that because, like, Brady took all his thunder.
Yeah. And so I feel like that always happens every year. It's like somebody retires and it's like somebody big retires and somebody bigger retires and it's like, well, we don't care about you anymore, so let's just post about this guy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the Brian Flores stuff, that was crazy too that he did it, like, right after Brady.
Yeah. And now we're...
Because that was supposedly who they were going to meet on Miami's yacht, the owner of Miami. Tom Brady was supposedly who they were meeting.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I did see that.
And then he left because apparently he, like, Miami was actually his number one team, supposedly. That's what I read.
Yeah. I guess we'll never fucking know.
Because just his wife liked Miami. That was, like, the reasoning.
Yeah, they didn't. Oh, no, that was in the commercial, like, when he was like, I'm trading crypto. It was like, she wants to stay in LA. Or I think it was LA, not Miami.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have to look forward to seeing Tom Brady in a million fucking commercials now.
Yeah, dude.
But
yeah.
I'm cool with that. As long as he's not in the field winning more Super Bowls, dude.
Yeah,
I'm fucking
I still remember the fucking Falcons game when we were at your and Grimm's house.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting there watching him come back against Atlanta.
Mhm.
And I'm like, "What the fuck? There's no fucking way this is happening." Yeah. I was like in shock that game. Cuz I've watched videos recently, too, where there was like a point in the game, I think it was like 6 minutes, if fucking Atlanta just took knees the rest of the game, they could have won the game. Because they basically could have taken 2 minutes off the clock and ran out the clock. No one would ever do that in the NFL, but like, it just pisses me off that they suck that bad and fucked that up. Maybe he would have got out of New England faster if that would have happened.
Well, now we'll never know. And now he's got fucking 8 rings to wear around the house.
Yeah. Is it 8? I thought it was 7. Is it 8? It doesn't matter. It's too many.
He's got more than fucking anybody else, so who gives a shit? Yeah. But, all right, so we're coming up on time. So let's get into our little end game here. So we're going to do, this is a new one, new year, new game. So we're going to do one down, two up. So I'm going to, you're going to give me one, you're going to put me down once, and then you're going to pull me up twice. All right?
All right.
And I'm going to do the same for you. So I'll go first. Because I'm really looking forward to see what you have, so I'm going to go first. So I'm going to put you down one. So my downer for you is that you're fucking garbage booty trash at fucking spelling and texting. And I hate it.
I agree. I can't argue with that. I mean, that could be why I've ruined a lot of relationships. Maybe they fucking hate my texting so much.
They say you're just not smart.
Well, I'll never know.
Yeah, like sometimes, like, I've gotten better because I used to always correct you, like always correct you. But then I've
gotten better at not correcting.
Yeah, sometimes I've gotten better at just like reading through. But there are some times where I'm like, I have no idea what you were trying to say, and I'm like, I literally have to just reply what. But
yeah,
other than that,
there are times where I'm texting people, and I've texted them enough to where they just know like what I'm saying, and then I'll go back and read it, and I'm like, how did you even get what I said? Like, I can't even know. I don't even know what I was trying to say. Yeah. And they could still get it. And I'm like, how? Like, I'm speaking my own language, I guess. Yeah.
I'm always like, because sometimes I can tell. Some like the times that I've been able to read through is when I know you're using talk to text. And it'll be like you'll say one word and it looks like it shows up as another word. So I'm like, all right, he's using talk to text. So like, at least he's like trying. Like, I know what he's trying to say. But when I know you're actually using your fingers to text, I'm like, this is pissing me off, but I'm just going to read through this, you know?
Dude, speaking of talk to text, did you know that the shit on like TV shows when you watch closed captioning, those are typed in?
Wait, so somebody has to sit there and like fucking
transcribe the whole thing? Yeah.
I hope they get paid well, because that's a shit job.
I don't know how much they get paid. I just know that's a thing. I found that out. TikTok actually taught me that.
Dude, the one thing I hate about, like, I like watching subtitles when I'm watching, like, Netflix. But, like, especially when it's, like, watching, like, a show with people who have accents or whatever. Because I just watch the subtitles for, like, confirmation. You know, it's like, I can hear what they're saying, but I need to, like, it's just like, all right, like, I want to have the mental confirmation of, like, this is what they are saying. But anyways, that's besides the point. I hate it when it's like when you're watching a show that has like maybe they're like going with like guards or some shit, guards or like a security checkpoint, and it'll be like indistinct radio chatter or like baby cooing. Like I've seen that so many fucking times in like the 3 or 4 shows that I've binge watched in the past like 2 months. It's indistinct radio chatter and then baby cooing or just like indistinct chatter. I'm just like, yo, why do you have to put that in there? Or it'll be like, it'll
so
be
you
like,
want to know why? You realize why they have to put that in there, right?
Yeah, it's because people are deaf and they gotta like fucking.
Yeah, it's not meant for you.
Yeah, but it's just annoying to like. It's like, dude, or it'd be like melancholy music playing. It's like, that's not really gonna fucking change. Like, even if I was deaf, that doesn't really change the fucking whatever for me. Like, I don't need to know what kind of, or if they put the lyrics to like the background music, I don't give a fuck. You know, it's like raining in a fucking November day. It's like, dude, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know,
you're gonna get canceled by deaf people.
Yeah, I know they're gonna come for me on this one. All right, so then the two ups I have for you. Number one, I feel like you're always down for a good time. You're real go with the flow guy. It's like, let's do this, and you're just like, yeah, let's fucking do it. You know, I feel like you've always been like that. So don't change that, because that's I like that about you. You don't really be like, you know, like, oh, I gotta. You don't really make excuses to like, if you don't want to hang out. You're like, let's have a good time. Let's fucking send it. You know.
Yeah.
And then number two. And then number two is that this is what I really like about you is that you're honest in the sense of like If I'm like, yo, I'm thinking about doing this, she'll be like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard. Like, don't do that shit. Or you'd be like, yo, that's a good idea. You should do this, and then you should do this. And like, I can come to you if it's like, if I think somebody else is going to like bullshit me, I can come to you and be like, yo, Josh, give me an honest opinion of like, you know, this is, that's a trash idea, or like, you shouldn't do that, you know? So.
All right. Your positives are a little better than mine.
Oh, like, shit.
Like, mine are still good. Like,
I should let you go
got,
first.
Like, real personal. You got like really good ones.
Oh,
like
okay.
I could write these on like a fucking motivational thing, you know, like
yeah.
You're too positive. All right. So my negative is your Instagram. You're not famous, kid. Like you've gotten better where you don't do the border thing anymore and you don't like try to organize it and make it look pretty.
Yeah, but, I
like,
stopped doing that shit.
that was fucking annoying. And like even still, you don't post bad. Like, my Instagram, I'm not good at it like you are. But, like, you post, like, you know, you don't post nothing bad. Like, show some badness in your life, you know? Like, it doesn't have to be perfect.
Like, put some videos where I'm just doing, like whack shit. Like, what do you mean? Yeah. Like, what would be an example of, like, okay, so now I see now I understand what you're saying. Like, how famous people always just, like, they just post like all the glam stuff, and it's like
exactly. Yeah, okay. They're posting like the fucking oh my life is perfect type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Where like I'm trying to make you're it's good. Like, don't get me wrong, be professional if you want your Instagram to be like that. But that's what it's like. Is like I feel like you're trying to like be a model or something.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, no, I can definitely see that because sometimes I looked at my Instagram. I'm like. Why am I wearing a tie in like three of my last four? And it's like a tie and sunglasses in like fucking like three of my last four pictures. It's like tie and or sunglasses.
Yeah. See, but I'm the opposite. I need to come to the middle a little bit and do better at my Instagram game, and not only post my kid all the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So there are some of your pictures and the videos that I like. I only like them because you're my friend. I'm like, if I wasn't like friends with you, I'd be like, I'm not liking this. But like, you have some that are like fire. I'm like, oh, this is like you'll post like your achievements or something like that. I'm like, oh, this deserves
a good post. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a good post, like whatever. But there are some that I'm like, this is so whack. But like, I'm gonna be one of like 13 people who's gonna like this. So like, and we're friends, so like, I like it, you know.
I mean, you're 13's a little ambitious. It's probably like 6. My mom. My daughter, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And you like my shit.
Okay, that's a good down though. Because it's not you're not wrong, you know, like.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have gotten better though. When you were doing like the borders and stuff, I really wanted to be like, what the
fuck? Yeah, because I saw some girl who was famous do that, and I was like, this is like so cool and like edgy and like artistic, and then I just started doing it, and then I was just like, I gotta stop doing this. I archived a bunch of pictures too because I was like, because I used to like what you're saying now. I used to do that when I first got on Instagram. I used to just post like random shit or like just like stuff that was like, all right, it could be like this would be like a lower point in my not like down the dumps, but this is like a lower point in my life. But then,
I think my first Instagram photo is a fucking beer glass. Like, there's a Jesus beer glass. Like, there's a beer that has like the photo of it. Or like their brand is like it looks like Jesus, and that was like my first Instagram post. It was like a grainy ass iPhone 5 photo of like a beer glass.
But those are like the ones you gotta like you can't delete those. You gotta archive those because you're gonna look back and be like, damn, that was fucking good times.
Yeah.
All right. What are your two ups?
The positives. So, it's like how focused you get on stuff, like when you're working out and stuff like that. Like, if you decide you want to do something and be good at something, I feel like you go and do that thing.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do to get there, you definitely see it in your workout. You should just bring that into other facets of your life, podcasting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not like being lazy piece of shit and just being like, yeah, I'll do it, whatever. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other part that you've impacted me personally on is your taste in music and changing what I listen to. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I listen to pop punk now because of you. We go back and forth on shit like that. I really think that's a good quality you have, I guess, is like you have not just pop punk, but like a bunch of different stuff you listen to that, you know, made my ear better for music, I guess.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, because I know that, like, I think when we first, like, became friends, I think you were just listening to, like, rap and stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I listened to. Yeah. For no reason.
And then, like, I think I took you to, like, you were like, yeah, I'm going to go with you to Warped Tour. And then, like, we started. I think that was, like, right before you went me to Warped Tour. That's when I was, like, I think I sent you in my Warped Tour playlist.
Yeah, and I think, still have that one.
Yeah, I think that's what started. That's probably what snowballed the whole, like, music thing now. And, like,
just working out. We started working out together.
Yeah, good times, good times.
Drive around, yeah. Dang. We go to trivia night.
Dang, that was back when life was simple, man. Yo, shout out Ricky, too. I got to get him on the show.
Yeah, you got to get Ricky on the show. Dang. He can talk to you about kids. He got two now.
Yeah, dude. What am I doing in my life?
You're not going to... You're probably going to... You should adopt a kid, you know? You already got a fucking dog.
Yeah, I just got... Yeah, I bought... I didn't... What do they say? Shop? Or they say adopt, don't shop? I fucking shopped.
You shopped around for a dog?
Fucking shopped that dog.
You brought the fucking adoption thing up on here, right? On your podcast?
It was actually like
they wouldn't let you adopt a kid or a dog because you didn't have a house or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I lied and I got caught. That was a good day.
Yeah, bro, that's hilarious.
All right, where can everybody find you on social media?
I think my Instagram is JTC. That's my JTC1323. That's my initials. If you
want to, I love when I ask people that.
I don't know what my TikTok is. I don't have a. I don't post on TikTok, but whatever. Yeah. Instagram.
It's so funny when I ask people that. They're like, they always feel like if they have like a weird handle, they have to feel like every few people would nearly feel the need to explain like their Instagram handle. I'm like, you know, you don't explain. Just let it ride, baby. Just let it ride, you know?
Yeah. I'm not trying to get famous, though. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just. I think it's blocked, actually. Or not blocked, but like...
Private,
yeah.
Oh, well. I'll put you out there anyway.
Thanks, man.
But other than that, you can follow me on Instagram at Dante_4&0. Make sure you follow the Unscripted Instagram at UnscriptedOfficial. And that's pretty much it. I'm holding myself... This is the first episode of the new year, beginning of February. And I'm sticking to it. Every Monday that I can. If I'm like doing other shit, like for whatever the fuck, you know, then I'm obviously not gonna be able to do anything. But like if I can put out an episode on Monday, I'm sticking to it because there's no fucking reason why. It's only been an hour and 20 minutes so far.
Yeah,
you know, I can put hour and a half in the podcast.
We can do like a NFL breakdown or like plan it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll plan it out.
Who do you want to have on during the year?
Yeah. But yeah, I'll definitely have you back on soon. I appreciate you coming on the show. This is episode 91. I think you're an OG scripted guy, you know. So
yeah, OG. I still need a T-shirt though.
Yeah, I'll get you a shirt. I got to get more because like I said, I fell off a little bit, you know. So, but all right. Other than that, I will see you next week with another new episode. Peace and love.